information. And then there are people's motives behind the information that is presented. For instance, I, for one, don't really doubt often the information on Wikipedia. I really don't. I figure there's somebody, possibly sitting in their mother's basement, who is an expert at whatever this is, and they check this Wikipedia page, whatever it might be, like on a daily basis, and they're like, no, that is not right. I am putting that back the way it's supposed to be. So that is ultimately why I trust Wikipedia. But Wikipedia, when they ask for money because they say they're going to shut down if they don't get any more money, well, I'm skeptical. I'll admit it. I'm skeptical. It's easy to be skeptical. And it's not a bad thing, necessarily. We should, especially when we're talking about faith, ask questions that help us develop an adult faith. One of the questions that often comes up is, was Jesus really born on December 25th? Is that really the day? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not hanging my faith on it being today or tomorrow, technically. If something comes out that definitively says that Jesus was born on some different day, my faith is not going to be destroyed. I'd be like, okay, I can work with that. There are many reasons why we might doubt that December 25th is the day that Jesus was born. But the one you hear most often is, well, the church only put it on that day to make the Germans convert because that was their holiday. Okay. A little skepticism. Maybe some of you all believe that. That's okay. I can work with that. The thing that helps me, because I used to think that. I used to say, you know, it probably wasn't December 25th after all. But there are only 365 days. And many of us probably at one point or another have played the lottery. The chances of December 25th being the day are much greater than anyone who plays the lottery. There are only 365 days out of the year, so it's actually, the odds are not that bad. And there's a thing about birthdays. What's your birthday?
January 4th.
Now, you were there because it was your birthday, but were you there in such a way that you know for sure? No, you weren't. You weren't born with an adult mind and faith and reasoning and everything. Who told you?
My parents.
Your parents? Yeah. And I bet you've told others and they believe you, right?
Yes.
Were they there? I wasn't there. I believe you. You see, the thing is that, thank you. I didn't warn them beforehand. The thing is that Mary was there, she would have remembered. And Mary would have told John, the apostle that took her into her home. And then John would have told Polycarp, and Polycarp would have told Ignatius, and Ignatius would have told Ambrose, and Ambrose would have told Augustine, and Augustine would have told, well, whoever Augustine would have told. And on and on and on it would have gone. It's the way all of that works anyways. None of us know our birthday for sure, the way we might want to. And I hate to break it to you, none of you know that roof's going to hold up the way you might want to. None of you know that pew that you're sitting on, or that chair that you're sitting on, or that floor that you're sitting on is going to hold up. We take so much on faith, and yet when it comes to aspects of faith, it's easy just to throw it away and look for some kind of skeptical reasoning. Again, does it have to be December 25th? No. But the longer I've lived with it, the more I've grown to trust that Mary probably would have said something to John to the effect of, because it wasn't December 25th anyways. They were using a completely different calendar, different way of ordering days. I would imagine that Mary told John he was born right after the darkest night. The 20th and the 21st of December are almost always the winter solstice. The longest night in all of the calendar. And the light of the world came in right after that. As if to say, the long night is over. Hope is born. Hope itself is born. Now, even that has been used, because that's the whole argument that, well, the church put it on that day to convert the Germans. And isn't that a nice coincidence? I believe in a God that's pretty smart to figure all that out before we ever did. I believe in a God who said, I wonder what day would be a good day. Well, there's that long night. How about we show them the light by being born right after that? The birth of Christ tells us so much. We can easily start to pick it apart and analyze it and ultimately kill it. But it is so important to let our hearts just be in it. Today or tomorrow, or whether or not it was in the middle of the summer. I was with a group of kindergartners, maybe preschoolers, not here, but I'm sure that our preschoolers could provide such theological insights. I want you all to look back at the cross. I had a crucifix with me, with these preschoolers, and you know how they are. They start to giggle at things. And they said, he has a belly button. And I said, yeah, he has a belly button. Of course he has a belly button. Well, he has a belly button. Every time they would say belly button, they'd start to laugh. But the divine belly button actually tells us a lot. If it wasn't there, we might not notice it right away. But we would know something was missing. God has a belly button. God has a past. God has a biological mother to whom he was connected for 9 months. God could have chosen any number of ways to bring about our salvation. Sisters and brothers, I can't even imagine a more perfect way. Being born of lowly parents, being born in a time where people were in need, just being born. I mean, God could have just, I'm here. Y'all ready to be saved? But God is born as a child in a manger. Let's take this into our hearts today. This simple truth of the faith that many doubt, but I hold is most important. But God came amongst us, wanted to walk with us, and walks with us still.